Thanks so much for joining us as we continue to look at the names of God. Ephesians chapter 5, 1 and 2. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. As we look at the names of God, today we see this, this beautiful name for Jesus. He is a fragrant offering and sacrifice for us. So when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, they tried to cover their sin and shame. The fig leaves they sewed together were certainly concealing, but the fig tree continued to live. It didn't die. Sin, remember, deserves death. So God's provision for Adam and Eve, it was different. It was sacrificial. He clothed them not with a fig leaves from a fig tree that continued to live, but he clothed them with the skin of an animal that had died. A life had to be given for their sin to be covered. Think about that. A life had to be given for their sin to be covered. Back in Genesis, Adam and Eve deserved death, but God provided a substitute sacrifice. The system of sacrifice became God's gracious provision throughout the Old Testament. It got us ready for Jesus. Jesus, fully God, fully man, gave himself as the perfect sacrifice, the one and only sacrifice. Being sinless, he was the only one who could die, who didn't have to die for his own sins, who could die for us. And being a man, he was the only one who could die on man's behalf. The Old Testament sacrifices were made over and over and over and over, but Jesus' perfect sacrifice took place one time for all time. Believers have been made holy once and for all through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus. Hebrews chapter 10:10 tells us that. One time for all time, the perfect sacrifice. Lord Jesus, thank you for making me holy, setting me apart for your work through your one-time-for-all-time sacrifice. I thank you and I pray in your name. Amen.